You're listening to the audio program Host and Guest, hosted by me, Rick Katchke. Now here's myself, Rick Katchke. Yes, hello, welcome to the 30th episode of Host and Guest. I'm your host, Rick Katchke, and on today's program I'm joined by TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese. We'll have that interview in just a moment. Well, listeners, a dream of mine has been accomplished in that my name, Rick Katchke, was broadcast on cable television just a few months ago. In the second season of Breaking Bad, the 10th episode, a voiceover actor that my family is good friends with, Dave Mallow, was hired to do some work during the background of a scene. He was on the radio during an NPR broadcast, and with the script that he was assigned, he slid my name into it. And magically, during the scene where he's playing in the background, the one portion where there's a pause in the dialogue is where you hear him mention Rick Katchke. Let's have a listen.
Are you going to work today?
As summed up by Rick Katchke, Chief.
Finally, there's rot.
Pretty thrilling stuff. I will now definitely watch the first season of Breaking Bad and then eventually the second season so I can figure out how my name plays into the overall scheme of the series. I'm sure that it ties in somehow. We'll have the interview with TJ and Dave in just a moment. I'm putting this episode up on July 4th, that's Independence Day, and to commemorate Independence Day, let's make it about me and help me out by supporting this completely independent production by going on iTunes, searching for Host and Guest, and writing a brief review about your favorite episode, your favorite guest, whatever, just to get the word out there. This is a completely independent production, and it's funded by your support and none of your money. Thanks. My guests on today's program are TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese. Both men have done great work independent of one another. TJ is best known for his appearances and commercials for the Sonic restaurant chain, while David is a successful voice actor who has appeared in obscure films such as Groundhog's Day, Father of the Bride, and recently in Angels and Demons and Year One. Together, TJ and Dave perform suggestionless improvised shows at the I.O. in Chicago and the Barrow Street Theater in New York, and a documentary about the two, titled Trust Us, This Is All Made Up, premiered at the recent South by Southwest Film Festival. I spoke to TJ and Dave before a show of theirs at the I.O. in Chicago. All right, welcome to this edition of Host and Guest. Today I'm joined by TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having us.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, you two are one of the best, if not the best, long-form improvisational duo in the world.
And I'd say one of the 400 best.
One of the at least.
But what makes you guys really unique is that you don't take a suggestion whatsoever. Now, you guys have been doing this since 2002. Has it always been without a suggestion?
That's one of the only things that has been the same for every single show.
And why did you decide to forego that route?
I don't like them. I never did and never liked them.
In an odd way, it's like it can make you do something like obligatory of like popcorn. Hey, I'm eating popcorn, you know? Like, and then even if you try and be more subtle with it, you still have to, then it's like apparent that you're trying to be subtle with the suggestion of popcorn. I think Dave would say there's already so much going on that like...
Yeah, and like you kind of have then are obligated to serve the suggestion, and the only purpose of that is to prove to the audience that we didn't plan this ahead, but it doesn't prove that.
Sure.
You're going to hear spatula an awful lot, so you can just fall back on a lot of your spatula material. But I think we believe that the audience will believe it's made up, or they'll believe that it's prepared, on whether or not there's a suggestion. So I don't know. I'm more interested in exploring what it is we're interested in exploring rather than some proctologist, that guy. I don't care what he wants to explore.
My spatula material is usually some sort of polymer.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, over your history, you've had guests from time to time, but it seems like that's died down. How much did it change when you had a guest with you, and who were some of the guests that you've had over the years?
Well, we have fill-ins more frequently than we have guests.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes when we've had guests, it's when one of us thought we might not be able, we're coming in from out of town and might not be able to make the show, and then, you know.
So we invited someone, yeah. And then we all three were able to make it.
Sure.
Because also, we've neither of us ever, I think, been in town and not done the show.
Like, right.
Except once.
I have for the 24-hour benefit.
You have, right, when he's working. And I did it one time in our first year when I wasn't used to performing on Wednesday nights and went to bed.
some of our guests, more often than not, Tracy Letts has been either a fill-in and sometimes a guest. Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
John Judd.
John Judd. Timmy Meadows. Noah Gregolopoulos.
Yep.
Dassey.
Yep, Bobby Dassey. That's it? Dorf
has
joined us one time.
I don't know that Atsit ever did.
Pat O'Brien, Brad Morris, Bob McNichol, a couple others, I'm sure.
Certainly. Yeah. Now, TJ.
And Susie Gillen.
Mm-hmm.
TJ, you perform in several groups around the Chicago area, mm-hmm. and David, as far as I'm concerned, is this the only improvisation that you do?
It is.
What's that like, having you in a monogamous relationship and you sort of in an open marriage?
Funking around with, I said funking,
yeah.
By the way.
thank you for censoring yourself.
With every old improv crew in town.
Yeah, I used to dabble. I just, I'm old. I can't. I get spread too thin.
I have a ton more free time.
Yeah, my improv seed. I don't like to squander it.
Now, what attracted you to each other to start improvising together?
Well, look at him.
I guess, you know. Seemingly similar sensibilities.
That was alliteration. For my part, David was like, for any improviser who like spent any time in Chicago, you knew of David. But at the time, he wasn't improvising on a regular basis, so you couldn't go, you know, watch him.
Sure.
But you know, guys were even like the touchstones of the theater here. David made them want to perform in the first place, like Noah and, you know, and Kevin Dorf, and a big thing on my behalf was just for the chance to play with him, you know, and for people to get to see David play again.
Sure. And how did you hear about TJ?
I'd seen him at the Second City, a theater down the way.
I think people have heard of it.
Mm-hmm. And then we got thrown together in a for one of the improv fests, Chicago Improv Fests. We got thrown together. They cobbled together a team to perform, and we got to work at that time. And we had a good time, and thought later on after that, decided to maybe give something a shot, not having any idea what it was we were going to do.
Sure.
And not even sure how many people were going to be involved. And I think we decided, well, we'll start out with just us, and if we need more, we'll ask more as we go along.
In case it's miserable, drag anyone else down.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, you perform both here in Chicago at the I.O. and also in New York at the Barrow Street Theater about one weekend a month.
Correct. Not that often any longer.
Okay.
We used to. We were there every month, and now we don't go as frequently. Just schedule-wise, we're not able to get there that often.
Is there a significant difference between the shows you do here in Chicago and the shows that you do in New York?
Well, logistically, there were some different things in New York. The layout of the theater, you know, mm-hmm. like the space here at I.O. is really intimate. You know, literally people have their feet on the stage, and the stage is what, 4 inches tall. And in New York, it was, you know, it was more of a straight theater location, so it was, you know, a 3 foot high stage or then
right.
some, and then there's this gap, you know, between the first row, and also, I mean, like when folks come to the I.O. they know they're coming to see an improvised show. And in New York, we started to pull
We work at a legitimate theater.
Right. Yeah. So we started to pull, and that was part of the experiment of like, well, what happens when you get a theater crowd? The people used to and expecting this to be maybe not only improvised or not even necessarily knowing it was improvised, but just coming for a theater experience. So in that way it's different. And there was just some time of us getting used to, you know, it's a new theater, you always just takes a little bit of time to get used to the.
And it's a bigger
the
space,
layout
yeah.
and the you know the just the logistical voice carry.
And the producer there, Scott Morphy's been just really supportive and
he's patient,
real patient with us. You know, which it requires a. We tend to try people's patience. I mean it literally. In the audience is required to be patient, and you know the. It turns out the producers required to be patient, but we've been real lucky that way, that people have been real, real supportive.
The vast majority of your shows here in Chicago are recorded. Is there one that stands out for those that haven't seen you before that you would highly recommend they purchase the DVD of from Adam Jacobs?
There's some of them that stand out for us. I don't know.
If they would be the same.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If they,
you know. Well, what are some of your favorite shows that you two have done together?
That one I know we had a good time lately with that. It was like Hanging with Craig.
Yeah, right.
Or something yeah. like that was a fun one. But I tend, like, Adam, you know, is nice enough to come every week. He records them and gives us each a copy. I have not ever watched one of them, and usually don't even know the title of them. I put them in this one area at home, and someday I imagine, you know, like when I can't play anymore, I'll like sit down and you know remember when. So I don't even know some of the titles of some of them.
Sure.
Right. And also, there's this film that documentary called Trust Us, This Is All Made Up, and I think that's a pretty good show as well.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How did you guys?
We were doing a show in New York, and a filmmaker was dragged to the show. Not a fan of improvisation. And he came and he saw one show, and he contacted us and thought it would be an interesting subject for a documentary film.
Yeah, he was interested in how our friendship, you know, exerts itself through, like, within this creative experience or whatever. His name's Alex Karpovsky, mm-hmm. a fine filmmaker
and good guy.
Yeah, just an all around good guy. And actually, that
do not tell him we said that
was.
I'll edit that out. Yeah.
We first started saying "Trust us, this is all made up." It ties back to your previous question because we didn't take a suggestion to prove that it was improvised. We asked people just to trust us that this was going to be. Made up there.
It's a really marvelous film. Do you know any of the plans in terms of getting it wider release? Or
we're hoping that some of your listeners will have more information about a distribution deal that they'll give us.
I'll do what I can to get this in the hands.
In lieu of that, it's a cross country trip selling them out of a trunk.
Uh-huh. Right. After we're no longer able because of throat cancer. We're no longer able to speak.
Here, just have that. Here's what we used to do.
Well, I still do it. That would be the conversation.
Now, every week on the show, we always ask for some recommendations. So first of all, a music album recommendation.
Ooh, J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. It's a soul band here in Chicago. I believe the album is called The Beat, I believe, is the name of it.
I'm a big fan of the Ike Riley Assassination.
The song that you come out to is an Ike Riley Assassination song.
It is indeed.
And also a film recommendation.
I hear there's Angels and Demons.
If you've never seen 400 Blows, you should check it out. That's a hot film.
Yeah, I think, right, Bicycle Thief. The Bicycle Thief.
Very uplifting film.
Fucking great movie.
And also, an improvisation in Chicago recommendation, other than TJ and Dave.
That's all I see. Chicagoland.
Mm-hmm. Chicagoland's a good program. I remember one of their founding members.
What have I seen? Oh, I like, it's either 3033 or 3330. It's a few of the fellows used to be on People of Earth, and if it's still in its current run, it's late Sunday nights downstairs at I.O. in the cabaret theater. That is one of my favorites.
And is there anything coming up or anything that you guys would like to promote other than TJ and Dave Wednesdays here at the I.O.?
This is pretty much all I really do.
This is what I'm
proud of.
Yeah.
Well, TJ
there's the Year One. Year One's a good film with Harold Ramis movie.
Sounds good to me.
TJ and Dave, thanks so much for being on Host and Guest.
Thank you very much, host.
Thanks again to TJ and Dave for joining me on the program. You can learn more about them by visiting their website, tjanddave.com. And while you're there, you can click the link to purchase DVDs of some of their shows at the I.O. Some titles that I would recommend would be Hanging with Craig, The Calhoun Men Go Shopping, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, and Crocodile RV. If you have the ability to distribute films or book films at your theater, I can't stress enough how wonderful the movie Trust Us, This Is All Made Up is. It's a great documentary about them, and it showcases one of their performances at the Barrow Street Theater in New York. Our theme song is done by Tiny Folk. You can listen to all of his music for free at Last FM. Just search for Tiny Folk, TinyFolk. I've been your host, Rick Hatchke, and this has been the 30th edition of the program. Have a wonderful 4th of July, and if you have the chance, support America's independent podcast, Host and Guest. Sand,